Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 23. Our drop date is Thursday, June 4th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guys, guess who we have? We have Abby Thomas this week.
Woohoo! We are fired up about having Abby on the show. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. This is really cool. Happy to be here.
This is very exciting, and we actually got a chance to see you last fall in Nashville. You were a winner of a JMA, a Josie Music Award. You've actually a five-time award winner between that and the Hollywood Independent Music Awards. You've been up on those stages a few times. Congratulations.
Thank you. I would like to say that it gets easier to handle every time, but it doesn't. It's still weird.
Well, and as of this taping, you'll have a couple of more opportunities because you've been nominated for the 2026 Josie Music Awards as Vocalist of the Year, Multi-Genre Alumni, and the Best Musical Film of the Year for your Live from the Temple, which I think you know how you used to be able to wear out an album when we all had vinyl? We have worn out the views on YouTube watching that is such a cool event that you did there, and the intimacy of it, but the passion in it is just such a cool thing.
Thank you. We are super pumped about that whole project. So you just let me know how much about it you want to know, and I'll tell you, because
was fun. Everything.
You know, who made up the audience?
Fans.
Oh, but that's fantastic.
Yeah. So essentially what happened is that, I'm technically a solo artist. But for the last, I would say 3.5, 4 years, I often utilize just like backing band members for like bigger shows at festivals, stuff like that. Especially like for studio work, just having session musicians is like essential, especially ones that you trust. So I have spent the last 3, 4 years finding like the right crew, right, that I trust, that I know are going to represent me well when we go play festivals and at venues. And so I've had my keys player and my bass player have been with me for almost 4 years this fall. Mm-hmm. Drummer came in last spring because like depending on what my tour schedule looks like every year, the group's kind of changed a little bit, right?
Sure.
But this specific group, like we vibe. Like we get each other. There's just a lot of shorthand. Like we don't have to communicate. Like we've been playing with each other a lot. So we get each other, right? And so we decided to finally co-write for the first time. And so in February of this year, we did a lock-in at our drummer's parents' house for 2.5 days, wrote a ton of music. Some of it I had either started writing or had a title or had some music to, or some of it's just completely from scratch. And Live from the Temple is just a live recording of our 7 favorite songs. So the week before we found the venue, I sent out an email to my email club. People that came to the show just donated for a ticket, whatever money they wanted to donate that helped cover our expenses. And we played a show, but we structured it like a studio session. There just happened to be an audience there, and they got to be interactive and ask questions and all that stuff.
Well,
so it was
and
pretty cool.
The last of the songs that we've got in today's show comes from that recording, Stoopin' Low. And which again, one of our faves, we just absolutely love that. But the whole vibe of that show was just so cool. We really enjoy that.
Oh, I'm glad. That makes me really happy. We've been doing this thing probably about once a year for the last few years. I will do like a secret show for my email and text club, be like, hey, I have a venue. If you want to donate, buy a ticket, but it's a donated ticket. You can come just support the venue that hosts us. You get to watch a show. And people liked it so much. I was like, well, why don't we do that? We can't afford studio time to record an album. Let's just do a secret show. Same format. There just happens to be better lighting.
Now you can make a video out of it that's going to be a JMA nominee.
Yeah. And just like when I record my own studio stuff, I use those same core musicians. Most of the tracks I've put out in the last year and a half, 2 years, the core music is live. And then I just go overdub background vocals and guitar and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's what we do. We play live. And I think that's what people really like.
Yeah.
Especially in like an AI kind of world, like AI can't do that.
Yeah.
So I'm leaning really hard into, we can play well live. I can sing in tune. I don't need auto tune live.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
AI can't beat us at that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's interesting because there have been a few artists that we've had the pleasure of having on the show that can do exactly what you're talking about, exactly what you do. And that's have a performance live that translates and that sounds good enough to continue that on. It's an amazing skill and an amazing talent that you have to be able to do that.
Yeah. And I will say we've worked really, really hard at it too, because it is, it's a skill that you got to get your hours in. I have to know that, especially when we're playing a live show where my back is to my band, they have to know, hey, when I start to do this one thing, it's because I'm going to cough or I've forgotten a lyric, or that they have to cover me and I have to do the same for them. And so being able to play live and be able to riff off each other and essentially pass the baton for solos and stuff, you have to get quick at it so that the band's still tight.
Yeah.
And so we've gotten our hours in, which is really nice and comforting for a live setting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we mentioned that we've got a few songs queued up, and we were talking off air before we started this recording. The first one that we have is Mighty Oak Tree. And I hope I can make it through this without the tears. The waterworks have come every time I've heard this song because of what my interpretation of this is. Please give us the backstory on Mighty Oak Tree.
I almost want to hear what you think it is first. a few years ago, my dad had what we thought was a heart attack. And my dad's just this huge, strong guy, you know, 6'3". You know, I have a bunch of sisters, a mom. We always had like a female cat. Like our whole family was women. And we always just had this one like very macho dude that took care of everything. You know what I mean? Never had any health problems. And he ended up in the hospital, and I lived the closest at the time. I was 3 hours away, dropped everything, ran to the hospital. He's also the caregiver for my mom, who has advanced Alzheimer's disease. So my other sister ran to take care of my mom. I ran to take care of my dad. I have another sister that was just too far away to help. And so I essentially like walked into the, I might cry. This one, I actually have a hard time singing live, depending on what's going. So sometimes I just don't perform it. But I walked into the hospital room, saw my dad in a hospital gown for the first time in my life. Talk about like just being wrecked. Because it was I've actually found the phrase I can say on stage and not fall apart just by rehearsing it. But I realized that my dad wasn't immortal.
Yeah.
And that he could be gone any minute. It had just never occurred to me in my entire life that my dad would ever be gone.
Yeah.
So fast forward later that night, you know, my sister and I switch spots. And I'm at home with my mom, who in her disease, she liked to pace around the house when she was really unsettled. And she used to be a singer. So, like, she's the one that taught me how to sing. She was a musician. The only way you can get her to calm down is to just play music or sing.
Yeah.
And so I just start strumming on the guitar. She chills out on the couch, and about an hour later, I had, like, the song was written. I ended up rewriting some of the lyrics later, but it would have been fine, just that original way that I wrote it. And it ended up being Mighty Oak Tree, all about my dad. And yeah, I'm curious
I've got three men in my life that shaped me and that were the oak tree, and it's my dad, my grandfather, and my uncle. And every time I hear that song, it's them.
Yeah.
Folks,
I thought about getting an oak tree tattoo. Like,
yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I want one. I was like, yeah, that would be so cool. And yeah. Just because I love that song so much.
Oh. Well, you and I are on the same page with this. let's just make sure we make this one. We make it through this one without needing the Kleenex box. This is Mighty Oak Tree from Abby Thomas.
Stands a tall oak tree that stood the test of time. Three quarters of a century of winter storms and starry nights. All the stories he could tell will one day disappear. But not now, he's not ready to fall down. Trouble comes in threes, hit by lightning and then a flood. Still the mighty oak is standing like nothing happened at all. Hope we just holding off catastrophe, or is God giving a little sympathy? Rock steady, rock steady. You never know how many. No, not sad scars or the damage beneath. Trying to cut it down before I'm ready.
That's The Mighty Oak Tree from Abby Thomas. Abby, at the end of that song, in that last couple of lines, you said you tried to cut it down before I'm ready. That gets me.
Same.
That's thank you so much for writing that song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm glad. That was actually one that almost went on my 2024 album, but one of the co-producers I had for that album, I'm really glad he spoke up, because he said, he's like, there's just a couple little things. And then he was like, something's missing from the song. I don't want you to put it out before it's ready. Cause I love the song. And so I think nothing changed in that song except I added the bridge after I'd released the album. And then that's when I was like, it needed a little more pain to it.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad. His name is Nate Butler, and I'm just forever grateful for him, because he never like sugarcoats it. He's always straightforward with me, and I love that, because like good art, like it needs like teeth sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Adding the fringe really just changed the song for me, you know?
Yeah. It's an amazing piece of work, and we thank you for sharing that with us. So now we are going to take a few seconds and regroup. We are going to come back on the other side with Abby Thomas right after this message.
Sconi Golf Shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Abby Thomas. She just made us cry. And so now we've got to dive a little deeper. So I want to know a little bit about your influences, because something that intrigued me, is something that Quarter Peep and I picked up on in the Live from the Temple film that's out there. You professed your love for hip hop.
Oh.
I need to hear about this.
I grew up I listened to the radio, you know, like 80s and 2000s hip hop was just, it was fun, you know, and I loved like Lauryn Hill. I just love anything that'll make you move a little bit. And my new drummer, Arthur Schroeder, can play it. I'm always like, this song needs a little more swag. He's like, I got you. And I'm like, there it is.
All right. Well, and I hear it in your voice from time to time. There are a couple of little riffs that you go on that you can get that that feel for that.
Yeah. I'm going back to the comment you made about my dress. From the Jesse.
Yes, we need to. Okay, everyone needs to know
Was that before we started recording when we were talking about the
dress? Yeah, I think it was. So, just to lay a little of the history here, we were talking about the fact that we had seen her at the Josie's, and she came on stage winning her first award that night. I believe you won two, did you not?
Yeah.
The first one, she came out and she was just wearing this stunning yellow dress, And Quarter Peep elbowed me and said, I've got to get one of those.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this fucking shop? This thing's amazing. It looks stunning on you. And I'm like,
you stood out. No question, you stood out.
So I have an issue because I love hip hop. I love R&B and soul and like classic 70s soul, you know, like the Commodores. I love Ray Charles. Like, that's all I want to listen to, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's a shop in Nashville, and I'm kicking myself. I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's a dress rental shop. And they carry designer gowns, but you can rent them. So, like, you just rent them for a day or two, so you're not spending as much, right? And so I have this issue with my career where everyone thinks that I perform country music because of my hair. Like, I have big... And so... It's like been a struggle the last couple of years. I'm like, I can't wear something if it even hints towards country music. So I had taken my best friend to that shop in Nashville. The Showroom Nashville is what it's called.
Okay.
My sister wanted to rent my dress for me as a gift, which was amazing. She's like, go pick out whatever you want. I was like, are you serious? So my best friend and I went. I narrowed it down to like three or four dresses and I literally hung them up and I went up to the shop owner. And I was like, which one looks like I sing jazz soul music and not country? She's like, that one.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you. She's like, don't even look at the other ones. I was like, I'm pretty sure this is the only dress in the whole shop that doesn't look like a country artist would wear it. So that's the one.
That's awesome.
And it's crazy. And I live in Indiana. I mean, I've grown up all over the country. Like, I was born in California, but I've lived in St. Louis and Cincinnati and Indianapolis. But I live in Indiana, so I'm around people that have thick accents. My dad's from Oklahoma, so I already have a little bit of a twang. I don't even really listen to country music. I have a few country artists that I absolutely love, but I have to be really, really careful branding wise on like how I present myself because of the way that I look and where I live. And sometimes I have a twang and I try to get rid of it. But anyways, I like Lauryn Hill, Ella Fitzgerald, like those are my influences. I love them. They can do no wrong. Like right now, Ray, Olivia Dean are really big. And I'm like, yes, let's bring back like soul, vocals, jazz, like outfits. You know,
well,
because it's the whole thing, and I just love it. I love it so much. So the fact that everyone is responding really well to the new live album that I have with the Crazy Hearts and the vibe, and we're just really leaning into those influences. I just love that people are loving it as much as I love it.
Well, you're definitely doing it. It's definitely coming across. And this next one that we've got queued up even furthers that. This is such a cool duet. The song is Not Gonna Lie. And the duet is with Corey Ronell, who we actually have scheduled for the show. He's going to be on with us in July. Tell us the backstory on this one.
Yeah, so when I was putting together the plan for my album in 2024, the title track of the album, I already had it picked out. I was not going to lie. I cut the vocals for it, but I was like talking with Simon Kaufman first, who helped me demo pretty much the whole album, and he plays keys in my band. And I was like, I don't know why, but is it weird that I feel like this song needs to be a duet? I was like, is it weird that I would share the title track of my song with another artist? He's like, I don't care if you don't care. I was like, I don't care. And I knew exactly I wanted it to be Corey. We had never worked together before. I saw his party band play like 5 years before, and we were only friends on Instagram. That was it. And I sent him the demo. I was like, hey, do you want to do it on this thing? And he immediately said yes. And I was like, let's go.
That's so cool.
He came to the studio. He's an amazing human. We ended up co-writing like the intro song to Not Gonna Lie together, recorded it live in the studio. But Not Gonna Lie, the vocals on it from both of us are live. Like there's no auto tune, there's no pitch correction. Like that's us.
That's real
and I
music.
I love it. He is so good. He's insane. Yeah, he's the real deal.
Well, let's give this a listen. This is the title track from the album. This is Not Gonna Lie with Abby Thomas and Corey Runnell.
Solitude.
Not gonna lie, Abby Thomas and Corey Runnell, that is absolutely stunning. That's a great, great tune.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's like uplifting, and it has so many meanings and levels. Just beautiful song.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And the work in the studio on that one was fun. And just that we all like kind of gave ourselves a little bit of pressure too, because we had this saying throughout the whole album process, because it was fan funded. We're all full-time musicians that worked on it. We just kept saying, like, every time we were going to make a decision about something, like, if we had label money, what would we do for a Grammy? Was kind of the outlook. Like, what decisions would we make if we had the money? Corey was one of those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I busted out a trumpet and a trombone, and I haven't played in a decade, and played horns because I wanted horns, but I couldn't afford it. I was like, how can we make this song as big as possible? And then it actually ended up on the Grammy ballot, the first round ballot.
That's phenomenal.
Oh yeah.
Congratulations. Well, you absolutely nailed it, because that's if that's Thank what you. The goal was, you hit it. No question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm an artist from Indiana. I don't have label representation. I don't have a manager. And it's like, do we really have a shot in all this? And we're like, well, you know what? We're at least going to put the work in. Let's try. And then an Academy member heard the song, loved it, put it on the ballot. And I was like, what is happening? But honestly, it's because Corey was on it too, because he's an insane talent. His vocals are nuts. And watching him record those vocals in the studio was so fun.
Awesome.
So fun.
Oh. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys to get to talk to him.
Yes, we're looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, we are.
We absolutely are. All right, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back on the other side with Abby Thomas.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Abby Thomas. Just heard a couple of phenomenal tunes. We've got one more queued up here that we know you're going to love. Abby, I know there are a ton of people out there that are listening right now that say, we need more. We need more from Abby. Where do they find you? Where do our fans look you up and get the information about you?
Yeah, I'd say first and foremost, go to my website, which is abbythomasmusic.com. Abby is spelled ABBIE. But you can sign up for my email club. I tour full time. So if anyone wants to see a live show, if you're on that email club, you'll find out about it. But all my music is on all the major streaming platforms as well. And the new project, including the song that you're getting ready to talk about, is only on YouTube. So
fantastic.
Go find me on YouTube. Yeah.
Well, and we're looking forward to seeing you in September at the Grand Ole Opry, walking across that stage, picking up a couple more awards, too.
Yes!
So this last one that we've got queued up, I absolutely, with all my heart, encourage you to go on YouTube and look up Live from the Temple, Abby Thomas's nomination for Best Musical Film of the Year at the Josie Music Awards. This one's called Stoopin' Low. And Abby, this has some really cool transitions in it. It's got some breaks. You move around so much as far as the direction of the song is concerned, yet everything makes sense. Great tune. Tell us a little bit about this.
Thank you for that, because it's really hard, because I cover so many different genres, even when I'm just as a solo artist. And Life from the Temple is my first collaborative project with the Crazy Hearts, my live backing band. And it wasn't just my project, it was our project.
Mm-hmm.
So not only bringing in my bajillion influences from... I mean, because I love everything from Carole King to, you know, Lauryn Hill, John Mayer. Like, I love everything. I'm heavily influenced by movie scores and, like, just drama. And Norah Jones is a really big influence, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all these guys that are just impeccable session musicians who have their influences too. And we all talked about Stephen Lowe after we filmed that session. And I was like, guys, I think that's the first song that we've ever played together that I feel like really represents all of us, but it still feels cohesive. And I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah.
Because it is, it's kind of a little hip hop song, hip hop soul thing. And then it gets into this really cool jazz breakdown. And those guys just go off.
Yeah.
And I'm, every time they do that, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe they want to play with me, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so that the first section and then the jazz section is what we wrote in February. And then the week before we did the live session, the guys walked in for rehearsal. Which our rehearsal was only the second time we'd ever played those songs.
Oh my.
So the next session's the third time we had ever played those songs, which is kind of cool. But that rehearsal before the session, Simon walked in. I was like, guys, I added a section. I really, really hope you like it. Be honest, but I just want you to know I really, really like it. Like, I was just like, please don't cut this from the song because I fell in love with it. So I had added that, like, back end kind of it's almost a gospel-y ballad section
at the end of the song.
And, yeah,
oh, it's, so I love Simon, it. Yeah,
yeah. So I played Simon the chords and the piano. I was like, this is kind of how I want it to go, but you always play it better, so do whatever you're gonna do, but this is the melody. And we played it and they loved it, and I was like, how in the heck does this all fit together? But it worked.
Well, and I'll tell you something too, folks, and I just, you've got to watch this film.
Oh, it's amazing.
But when you get to this song, and it's the last one as part of the whole production, you can see each of these sections. The way they've put this together, and I mean, you'll hear the song goes in a number of different places, but you can see each one of them and what they have produced. And I think it makes it even more special because of that. It's just a phenomenal tune.
Well, and you can even see, like, Isaac, our bass player, like, he plays electric in the first two-thirds of that, first half of that song.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the song. And then you can see him switch to upright bass.
Yeah.
For the moodier section. And that's the second or third song that I have him switching instruments mid-song. But that one's my favorite. Like, it's just, like, he starts bowing. I'm like, oh, my word. I can feel it. Like,
all right, folks, let's give this one a listen. This is Stoopin' Low, and this is Abby Thomas and the Crazy Hearts. Enjoy this one.
Telling the truth, always trying to control the narrative.
She ain't lying.
Hey, loud reggae, so fresh, so clean. While he only do me dirty, top burning, cleaning lady.
mine. Share the drama that he made in my life. I won't waste my time. I'll let him lie. Play the victim while I smile. Cause God knows all I know. And I'll see.
Yeah. That is such an incredible tune, Abby. That is Abby Thomas' Stoopin' Low from the Live from the Temple video, and just an amazing tune.
Thank you so much. That
you
one made
cheer
me
moved. Oh, sorry.
And this made me nervous because when we were in the live, when we were in the lock-in to write the music, all I had for that song going into it was the guy's part, the, hey, girl, don't you stoop that low. I know, because you're better than that. That's all I had. And so I sang that. It was like, you guys have to do it because they like to play their instruments. And Arthur, my drummer, was like, I'm in. I love it. Let's go.
He was so cool with that, too. He did such a great job with that. The flow is fantastic.
Yeah. And yeah, and then wrote the rest of the song, and now it's like our favorite thing to do.
There you go. Hey, Abby Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. This has been an absolute blast.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Oh, my gosh. So we have Shay and Michi.
All right. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's a wrap on tonight's show. Abby Thomas, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
All right. Folks, we appreciate all the support you guys have been giving us out there on Spotify, on YouTube, everywhere else. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And listen, if you know of more performers like Abby Thomas that you want us to be talking to, why don't you drop us a line? It's vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's how you can get a hold of us. You want to know where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing? If you're a stalker and want to follow us around, which, okay. VehicleCitySound.com is the website. Our schedule is out there. We like to be out and about. Would love to meet you. And thank you so much for everybody's support. We really appreciate it. Hey, everybody, do good things.